Welcome back to Coffee in the Swarm, a Project Zion podcast production coming to you from Graceland University in Lamoni, Iowa. The Swarm is our on-campus snack bar in the Newcomb Student Union. This year, our podcast is co-hosted by campus chaplain Aaliyah Farrell and campus minister
Mike Hoffman.
Coffee in the Swarm is where we interview students at Graceland who are connected to the community of Christ. Today, we are with our first guest speaker of the year, Danny Dennis.
Hey, Danny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Okay, so to start off, just tell us about yourself. Tell us your story.
All right. My name is Danny Dennis. I'm from Lee Summit, Missouri. I attend Liberty Street Community of Christ in Independence. Grew up always going to church. It was like one of those things where you're forced to go as a kid, and then you appreciate it more and more as you get older. Most of my best friends that I've made throughout my life have been through the church. They didn't go to my church, but we went to all of the camps and spec and stuff over the years.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very nice. So tell us about your year, your major, your house, all the things.
All right. I'm a senior. I'm a biology major. I think I've got a minor in chemistry. And
thank you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This is maybe supposed to be under wraps or something, but I think if I'm on the DL. I think though if
so you're accumulating enough hours you may just
Have to like add it in later that way they can't make me do anything else that I absolutely don't have to and I still get the thing and I think I'm also working towards a minor in music. And then was it my house?
Yes, your house. Yes.
I'm on fonts. It's my house. Yep.
And you were HP.
I was house president last year. Yep. Yes.
Right. Yes. How did that go? Was that one of your favorite things?
It was one of my favorite things ever.
Why?
It was just really fun putting together like the events and the house meetings and designing apparel. Just really more than any of that stuff, just getting to know all the hall and like bringing them all together. We took a trip to Des Moines in the winter with our sister house and we went ice skating. That was pretty fun.
Cool.
We got a lot of the guys to come out that don't normally. And we were able to use our house funds that we had accumulated from our victories throughout homecoming and just other things like that, selling things to get all the ice skating paid for free. And then we went to dinner, but that was on everyone's own dime. It was pretty funny. We had a football player that I will not name to save his embarrassment, but you know, we're pretty good at ice
skating.
He just
had one foot. Oh,
well, no, I just, yeah, this is a story. It's a little story.
Okay.
He was racing this other kid. They took one lap around the rink and this little girl was like 4 or 5 struggling to get by, so he like has to stop really hard and like he ended up falling like right in front of her, so he slid by and she like watched him hit the wall and like we're all making sure like this little girl's okay. He didn't hit her at all, but like he was pretty close, but he saved it and she just looked at him and went, "Watch where you're going," and then like kept skating, so we all made fun of him. It was awesome.
Poor guy.
Yes.
Oh, but this year, we should make a disclaimer. Danny is, what are you doing this year?
Yes. This year, I'm the Council of House Chaplains President.
Right.
So, Mike, I'm Mike's,
no.
The word's leaving me. It was going to be funny, and then I forgot.
Anyway, that's underling. Just as well. No.
Henchman. Yeah. Henchman.
No, yes. But we're working together. Closer than
we'll get into that later.
Yes,
get to that later. So before you mentioned like your church, your best friends are from church. Mm-hmm. So like, just kind of tell us like, go more in depth about like your church life back home and all that good stuff.
All right. So grew up going to Sunday. Nope, going to church every Sunday.
Oh, every Sunday.
And that includes Sunday school. So it was like, as a kid, like in elementary school, I was like, man. You know, you start to figure out, like, obviously not everyone believes the same things as you. And you're like, oh, my friends get to sleep in on 2 days of the weekend. I only get Saturday. Yeah. And Sunday, I got to get up arguably earlier than I did for school to go to Sunday school. Yeah. But looking back, it was really fun. We had this big, like, gymnasium type thing. We just kick balls around, throw football. Or church gets super sweaty and stuff. And then we go to Sunday school. And then we go to the actual church service. And
were you involved in your church service when you were a kid? I mean, like,
I read some pretty solid invocations and benedictions and stuff. Yeah, I've never given a message. We do like a camp service like at the end of summer where all the kids go up and the little kids are like, I went to camp and I drank fruit punch with every meal. But then like the older kids are like, at high school camp, I did this and that. And it really made me feel connected and stuff. So that's more like the speakery part. I've never officially given like a sermon or message or anything.
Okay.
I think actually maybe the closest I've ever come to that was at the Lamoni Community of Christ Church. I've talked there several times. So,
Yeah, so you have done that.
yes, but at my home congregation, I mean, I've had an invocation written down on my phone since like my freshman year of high school, and I just say that every time.
I
They never
see.
caught on. Then I gave it to my
Solid,
sister
solid.
Callie. She reads it every time. I think it's gotten down to my youngest sister Lily now, who's a freshman in high school.
Oh,
Yeah. And then
yeah.
I tweaked it a little bit for the benediction. So yeah, I've got a
Nice
pretty
tweet.
solid one that I read every time. They
Okay.
don't know. That's the
So
thing.
have you been called to priesthood yet?
I have.
You have. So do you want to
Yes.
talk about that and kind
Yes.
of, you know,
I
that
believe.
experience?
Oh, it was a long time ago. I feel like senior year of high school or maybe freshman year of college, I was called to the office of deacon. And I just finished up my last class last spring, so I'm all ready to go. I just need to find a date to get ordained. Yeah, it's been a process trying to figure out times that I could get my classes taken care of.
Yeah.
But I got the first two. I did scripture and deacon pretty early on with Buddy Eli Wilson and Carol Price. They were great. And then I did intro to priesthood with yours truly, Mike Hoffman, last spring.
Yeah, we did.
It was quite fun.
Yeah.
Very nice. So what brought you to Graceland?
I was gonna say pretty big legacy kid. I don't want to make that sound like I'm like a hotshot or something. I
No,
just,
but
yeah, like I
you
think I'm pretty sure I'm a fourth generation Graceland student from both sides of my
know.
family. Yeah, so it's not like I was destined to come here, but I was gonna come here,
Oh.
you know. And
Right.
like at least for my family, like a lot, if not almost all of my whole family has come here. So then like I've got two older cousins, and then my sister's a freshman here now. But I feel like throughout our time growing up, it was always like, oh, I'm gonna branch out. I'm gonna be different. I'm not going to Graceland. I'm gonna do my own thing. But then we all kind of get to senior year and we're like, yeah, I'm going to
Yeah.
Graceland. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
We're good.
Sweet. So we talked about earlier about you being chaplain and house president. So what has been like your church experience at Graceland so far?
So far, freshman year was employed under Mike Hoffman as the campus pianist, something like
I
that.
think so. I
Yeah,
think
campus
actually,
ministry's
yeah.
pianist. I played Sunday
Yeah.
mornings. We had a service every Sunday, and I think on average one person would show up that was not
Was
included
that
in the service.
was your freshman year before COVID hit or
It was
after?
after. That was
Okay,
when it was, I
yeah.
think Gwyneth was in charge
Yes.
of planning the
Okay,
services.
okay.
So she would be there, and usually Hunter was
Yeah,
there to
it
read
was
something.
COVID was
And
pretty hard
yeah,
on our Sunday
you were
morning
there,
service. Yep.
and then I was at the piano.
Yes.
And
Which you still do
I
sometimes,
do, yes.
too.
They ever need someone, it's me, and
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yes,
And
okay.
then sophomore year, transitioned to being the afterglow coordinator with my good buddy Nico Farrell, Aaliyah's older brother, and my
Yes,
roommate.
that is my room. Yes.
And that was a good time. We moved my freshman year, I was part of the band. We did the services on Sunday nights. And then when Nico and I took over, we moved it to Wednesday nights.
Which has been really a lot better. I mean,
Yes.
it's, yeah, so
We see a lot more
yeah.
attendance, a lot more involvement. So that's pretty good. And then last year I was HP, obviously. So I just prayed for myself every night. And then this year I'm the campus, Council of House Chaplains President.
Very nice. Do
It's
you
a
have
long name. So
yes?
I like Mike's henchmen, it's quicker.
Yes. Do you have any like plans for this year that you know you really want to achieve or goals for yourself this year at all?
Yeah, so I think our biggest goal that I think we've talked about is just making sure we have resources and opportunities for all students, no matter what religion identity they have or what they belong to or what spiritual things they practice. Just making sure that kids know like this is not strictly a Christian branch under Graceland Student Government. We are obviously big Community of Christ dudes, goers, whatever you want to call it, but we do want to offer resources to everyone and anyone that might need them. And then this year, we're also starting this new thing. We had our first one last night
Right.
called Share My Story, where we invite an alumni guest to come back to Graceland and share with us their story of how they ended up going to Graceland, what they did while they were here, and what they took from Graceland, what they learned, if whether it was like leadership or like school skills that helped them go on to like a master's degree or medical school or get the job that they had next, and if they met their spouse here, just kind of things like that, and then any like
Yeah.
church connections they may have had. And just did our first one last night. We
Yeah.
had a guest named Rick Hetrick, He did really well, shared a fun stories, time here,
Lots of fun
lots of
stories.
fun stories. I thought he did really, really
He
well.
did. He really did. He did a nice job of framing it all within the context of his faith too. It was
Yes, he
really
did.
nice. So
Yes, thank you, Rick. Thank you for being here. All right. Moving on to what your plans are after graduation.
it's kind of up in the air right now. I have been in the process of applying to dental school, and I've submitted my application to six schools. I'm working on three more, I think.
Three more?
Yes, three more in
I thought
Chicago.
I heard 30 more,
No,
and
not 30,
I was
not
going to
30.
know, but three more.
But right now, it's just kind of a waiting game. They've all got several different deadlines. So the University of Iowa's is officially due in 3 days. So I've already turned it in, so I'm good. But then there's another one, Kansas City University is in Joplin, Missouri, and that one is deadline is like February 1st. So there's a big gap. So it's just kind of like waiting to see if they'll have an interview for me or if they want to see me, and then kind of go from there. So we'll up in the air. I
Well,
could.
we wish you well.
Thank
That's
you.
got to be, I
Yes.
mean, a huge next step for
Stressful,
you, but
stressful.
yes,
Praying
stressful,
lots.
praying.
I could also just go work at a grocery store if it doesn't work out,
So ideally,
Well.
perfect world, which school is
Oh,
like the
yeah.
one
Well,
you want
who,
to go
yes.
to?
Yeah,
Like,
perfect.
what do you want?
Ideally, I would love to go to UMKC, University of Missouri, Kansas City, because it's close to home. I could live at home, just,
Financially.
financially, make my dad cook for me again. He's so great. Miss those home-cooked
Well,
meals.
and it's like you said, your hometown, but so you're familiar with that area and
Yes.
stuff. I
Yep. And
mean,
then
that would
also
be.
the like tuition is in state, and it's still not cheap, but it's a lot
Well,
cheaper than it could be at other places.
yeah.
Very nice.
Okay.
All right, so we're coming to the end here. So we have a few Community of Christ questions.
Sure.
So what are your hopes for Community of Christ in the future, and what is one thing you would want the leaders of the church to know going forward?
Yeah, and especially this is an interesting time we're recording this because it's right before the 20, I mean, we're several months away from the World Conference, the next World Conference, but it's on the horizon. And we just received a pastoral letter. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but from President Designate Stacey Cram. And then the resolutions are out for conference too. So, yes, but what are your hopes for the future? And if you could tell them, whatever, I mean.
Hopes for the future. I would just say that the church has been such a big part of my own life. And there have been times when I was younger and I was like, I don't want to go to church, mom. Where now, like looking back, I'm very glad that she brought me along. And my dad brought me along too, but he was always last out the door because he just took a while to get ready, But I just would hope that we continue doing what we're doing. We make the adjustments where they're needed. This summer I was a intern for Central Mission, and I was at the camp all summer, and it was really refreshing to see all these kids that I've grown up going to church with who are now just old, like middle school, high school. And my hope for the future for the church is that we can keep sending more and more youth back to camps, because I know COVID hit hard the churches and also like camps and spec and things. And it always is very sad hearing if we have to sell a campground or things like that. But I'm hoping that there's a new generation coming up where we have a lot more kids involved too, and a lot more youth going to all the camps and like showing up to church and things when they can. And obviously it's hard these days with like sports and marching band and whatever you want to be involved with, but I hope that there's still a need and like desire to want to attend Community of Christ things and happenings and something for the leaders. What did we just do? We sold the Kirtland Temple and things. That's
Few
probably a
months
pretty
ago,
hot topic right now. I've heard lots of people that were upset about that, and lots of people are like it was necessary. I don't really know. I feel like I need to educate myself more on like
Well,
why we do what we do. I can understand why people would be sad about losing that, but also I feel like it was probably necessary to get some of that money, But I just something I would tell the leaders is like they probably know more than anyone else. Like no matter what opinions they hear, they're gonna know more about what the church needs to keep moving on and not just surviving but thriving. And like something that I've always thought, if you've ever seen the movie Thor Ragnarok,
I
you
have, yeah.
have. So Thor is an Asgardian, and something that I think, because like my church, I feel like was very modern. Like I would show up in just athletic shorts and a t-shirt every week, and that was fine. Like my dad would put on some nicer shorts and a polo, but like the kids would just kind of wear whatever. And we have had church a couple of times at one of our members' house because he has this awesome big tree house in his backyard. It's like six tree houses that are
Oh,
connected. They're really
wow.
cool. But we've talked about like what might happen. Like, do we need a building? Like, could we transition to just meeting somewhere in a
Oh,
park
that's
every
different.
Sunday? And like, I am very attached to the building that I grew up going to.
Okay.
But that was kind of brought up because some of the churches in the Kansas City area were sold and just moved on from stuff. So that's kind of why that was brought up. But I just think that Community of Christ isn't a place, it's a people, right? Like the Asgardians that say in that movie,
Oh,
Asgard, it's
yeah,
not a
because they, oh,
place, it's
yeah.
a people. They
I was trying
blow
to
up
think which
the
movie
planet,
you're,
yes.
yeah, that's the one where they relocate. So,
In like Finland or something. I don't
yeah.
think we should do that in Finland,
Yeah.
but I think
Yeah, we may have churches in Finland already. I don't know.
there
So,
may
probably
be
do.
some downtimes or like some sad times if we have to sell more buildings, but ultimately I do think that we're never going to completely just die out and be gone. We'll figure out something and
Amen.
we'll just keep meeting together and doing what we do, spreading the love and the peace and the joy and stuff.
I love that. I love that. Okay. Well, do you have any closing thoughts for the people listening today or in the future? I guess they'll be listening in the future.
I don't go Graceland. Go
That's a good
Graceland,
one.
yeah.
All right. Well, it has been a pleasure having you on the
Yeah,
podcast,
thank
Angie.
you. Thank
Thank
you
you
for
for,
having me.
yes, thank you for kicking off our first one of the year. I think it was very fitting, and we're very glad you decided to do this. So that wraps up everything for today's episode of Coffee in the Swarm. Thank you for listening. This is Aaliyah
Danny
and Mike
signing off until next time.